Well, thank you very much. So did I. You know you're the best date I ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I come in?
Oh, no.
Well, can I see you again?
I think I'd like that.
Can I have a kiss?
Of course.
No, no, wait a minute. I bought you dinner.
If you cannot buy love, you have to win it. You have to earn it. Now, I already love you, but not because you bought me dinner. See, I like the way you beg.
Beg?
Yes. Now.
Really?
And talk slow.
Mommy?
Now, why is she still up?
I don't know. That's your child, not mine.
Don't come in.
What do you mean, don't come in?
I'm supposed to tell Grandpa when you're coming.
Well, we're coming. Oh, Rudy, no, no, don't wake him up.
Can I say goodnight to Grandpa?
As long as you don't wake him. Rudy, come on.
Good night, Rudy.
Good night, Daddy.
And I didn't even have to buy her dinner. Yeah, here, you can't sleep out in the park, sir.
There you go.
When did you slip in?
We just got in.
I just closed my eyes there for a second.
It's this sofa. It'll do it to you every time.
You know you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I better get going.
No, why don't you stay? We'll play a little chess.
I don't want your mother to worry about me.
All right, now look. Saturday. Mm-hmm. Understood?
Right. But remember, your mother and I don't want to fuss now. I mean, after 48th anniversary, it's the 49th. It's no big deal.
I understand.
Now, keep it simple.
Yes, indeed. Keep it simple.
Although not so simple as to disappoint the children. I have a feeling that they're really looking forward to this.
The children?
Yeah, they're feeling they're really looking forward to eating at the dining room table and eating off the good dishes.
Do you have any idea what the children would like to eat for dinner?
Veal.
Veal. Any particular kind of sauce you think the children would like?
They love Bing cherry sauce.
Bing cherry sauce, you're right.
Mayonnaise for taste.
Don't you know that's what they said to me? Now, do you think they'll want some kind of dessert?
Well, maybe a cake from one of those nice German bakeries on the east side.
I don't believe you. Just the other day, I was taking the children for a walk, and they went to the bakery, and they mashed their little faces up. Dad, honest, and they said, oh, look at that cake. That's all we want for Saturday. Chocolate cake.
Are you sure they weren't looking at a Linzer tort with a very thin layer of raspberry jam?
I think you're right. I think you're right. I think that's what it was. Now, do you think that after dinner, the children would enjoy a nice hand-rolled cigar?
Imported.
You know my children better than I do.
Oh, here it is, the recipe for veal in a Bing cherry sauce.
But can we make it as good as Grandma makes?
I'll be happy if we can even get close.
Tonight's dinner will have Bing cherry sauce. The last bunch in the store, and I got them.
Yay!
Way to go, Mom!
Hey, you... Oh, cherries!
Yes, and if one of those goes into your mouth, Theo, I'm coming in after it.
We thought it would be nice if we cooked the meal for Grandma and Grandpa's anniversary.
And I'm sure you girls will do a great job.
Theo, I mean all of us.
I don't cook.
Maybe you should learn.
Why?
Theo, you're going to leave this house one day and you're going to want to eat.
And I have my girlfriend cook.
Now, where are you getting this attitude from?
Cockroach.
Oh, cockroach.
You see, we decided we're only going to date girls who cook.
Theo, the women of today have better things to do than to stay in the kitchen.
That's because the women of today haven't met the man of tomorrow.
Claire! Claire!
Hi.
I saw the portrait that Oliver Johnson did of my mother and father, and it's fantastic.
But they are going to be so surprised.
Yeah. Painting is from the family. I thought it would be nice if I got something from you and me.
That's so sweet. What is it?
I mean, you know, sometimes I really amaze myself.
What is...
Here it is. Look at that.
Yeah.
See, I amazed you.
A cruise to Europe?
That's right. A cruise to Europe. Lisbon, Amsterdam, Monte Carlo.
When they get this, they're going to bronze the shoes you're wearing now.
I booked an open passage so my mom and dad can take the cruise anytime they want.
Cruise?
Yeah.
I thought we were getting them a portrait.
Well, the portrait is from the whole family, but the cruise to Europe is from your mom and me.
Pretty good, Dad.
Pretty good, Dad. Can you do any better?
Now, if it was up to me, I'd send them to Nairobi.
Nairobi?
We've been studying about it in school. You got your great music, your great people. And in the spring, you can drive up to the river and see the mating of the wildebeests.
Mating of the wildebeest.
See, Grandpa and Grandma should see them now, because someday they'll be extinct.
Grandma and Grandpa?
No, the wildebeests.
Oh, okay. Well, Nairobi is a wonderful idea, but I already booked the cruise to Europe. Maybe we can save Nairobi for something else.
Well, could it maybe be my high school graduation gift?
No. No, I'm sorry, because your mother and I already bought you a tie. Come on, inside.
But, Dad, we're not finished.
I have the sauce on the stove.
Look, all I want to do is go over the signal again, okay?
We've been over this three times already.
We're eating. And all of a sudden, Sandra says, why don't we all go into the living room? Then we all get up, we come in here, and get ready for the entertainment.
Yeah!
Okay, now, Rudy, what is the signal?
Why don't we all go in the living room?
Right. Yay. Now, we come in after the entertainment, then I'll go and get the present. We'll bring it here. Now, do me a favor. We don't want to say anything about Europe because it's a surprise.
Yeah!
I had a little trouble finding the place.
What?
I was looking for a house with balloons out front.
Shut up, Russell. Let me look at you. You are truly the most beautiful children in the world.
Now let's see if Granddad has any money for the children.
No. The children give to you tonight.
Now, son, don't tell me you went against my wishes and got us a gift.
My lips are sealed.
Mine, too.
Daddy sent you on a boat.
What?
Must be a surprise.
I didn't say Europe.
Oh. And this is what your cabin looks like.
Well, how much did this set you back, son?
I'm not telling you.
How long is this cruise?
3 weeks.
A long time. We'll have to lock up the house.
Oh, we could help you do that.
Then there's the mail.
I'll pick that up.
And we'll have to notify the paper boy and get somebody to water the plants.
And I'd better empty the refrigerator.
And we've just bought some groceries.
Dad, Mom, we're not saying that you have to leave right after dinner. No, see, this is open passage. Anytime you and Mom are ready to go, you just call this number here. Yeah.
What do you do out there in the middle of the ocean?
Well, there's dancing lessons and bingo and shuffleboard.
Those are things that old people do.
Well, you're not going to be on the ship the whole time. You're going to be stopping in some great cities. Lisbon, Amsterdam, Monte Carlo.
Well, we don't know anybody there.
Dad, you didn't have enough money to book passage for all your friends. We just want the two of you to have a great time. You go on the tours.
But you forget, son, I've been to Europe. And to be honest, I wasn't very fond of it.
Yeah, because it was 1943 and you were running alongside of a tank, Dad.
The place was a mess.
But I think they built it up since then.
I know it's lovely, Heathcliff. But since your father's already been there, maybe a cruise to Europe isn't right for us.
Are you saying that you all don't want to go?
I think that's what we're saying, son.
So, you don't want to go to Europe, but what about Nairobi? Nairobi has wonderful people, the music there, and if you go up the river at the right time, you can see the mating of the wildebeest.
Now, why would I want to see wildebeest?
Well, because they may become extinct.
Well, if they're mating, how are they going to become extinct?
Ask Theo.
Son, we appreciate your generous offer, but your mother and I are very happy at home. We have everything we need, our friends are nearby, and we get great reception on the television. And when I open the door in the morning, there's my newspaper.
Russell may not be able to get oatmeal in Monte Carlo.
Yes, he will. It's called porridge.
Did a lovely job from start to finish. Everything was delicious.
Thank you.
Theo, now you've already had two pieces. That's Grandma and Grandpa's cake.
Okay, that's all right. Let the boy have another piece. Take that big one on the end there.
That's the piece I wanted.
I split it with you, Dad.
No, Theo. You eat the whole thing. Now, you know you don't take food out of a growing boy's mouth.
He takes it out of ours.
Son, you could stand to loosen up a little around the children.
Yeah!
Your father's right, Heathcliff. You shouldn't inhibit them. Children need to express themselves freely.
Yeah!
Why don't the two of you go home? Remember the two of you at any time ever being happy when I expressed myself.
Son, when you expressed yourself, we got calls from the neighbors.
Well, why don't we all move into the living room?
What's going on?
Come on. Don't worry about it. Here we go.
No, the two of you sit down there.
Sit.
Now, we have put together a little form of entertainment for you. We have the record here, and we're going to perform for you. We figure after 49 years of marriage, perhaps the two of you need a little romantic inspiration. Okay, now, here we go. Family chipped in to get this for you. A long time ago in Durham, North Carolina, at a ball, grand ball, young trumpet player, while working the bandstand looking at the dancers, saw this beautiful young
lady named Anna. And on a break, he came over to her, and he asked her if she would be so inclined as to have a cup of coffee with him after the dance was over. She said, no. She said, but if you are so inclined, you could have tea tomorrow afternoon with me at my parents' home. And he was so inclined. And so they inclined for many, many years. And here we are on the 49th year, and you can see the results of their inclining. And we want to say happy 49th anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Russell Huxtable.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
I don't believe it.
It's beautiful. Well, we never posed for a portrait. How'd you do this?
Well, Cliff found a couple of old photographs in one of your old shoeboxes, and he gave it to the artist, and there you have it.
Son,
I hope you don't mind the way I express myself.
No, I don't.
Oh, happy, happy
birthday. Baby. Baby.
I just can't keep my eyes off it. Look at him standing there in his uniform. You know, when I knew he was coming over, I would just stay by my window so I could just watch him walk up that road.
He always walked quickly because he knew he was going to see her.
And when she sat in the parlor with him, she was flustered because she knew he was the strongest, smartest, nicest man she had ever met.
He may have seemed strong, but inside he was a nervous wreck because he'd never been with such a beautiful and gracious creature. Those two young people didn't know what they were getting into, did they?
No, they didn't.
And we made it through a world war, 30 years of house payments.
Midnight feedings.
Broken arms. Dog bites.
And the toughest of all, Heathcliff. Oh, did you ever think he would wind up with such a fine family?
I had my doubts. When you have a boy who clowns around in school and never cleans his room and tries to parachute off a garage. It's hard to say. Now, there's someone who should raise children.
Did you see their faces when I unveiled it? Total surprise.
Not as surprised as I was when you mentioned the wildebeest.
Well, I was desperate.
You're a good son.
Yes, I am.
Do you think that one day we'll go to Theo's house and celebrate our wedding anniversary with his family?
No, because Theo will probably be living here with his family.
Delicious tea.
Chamomile.
You devil.
I've loved it ever since that first day I came to call on you.
The gentleman sipping tea with me now is just as handsome as the gentleman I sat across from that day.
The lady is even more beautiful.
Thank you. 49 years.
Doesn't seem that long.
Russell, when they offered us that cruise, we came up with every excuse in the book.
Yeah. We did.
What are we afraid of?
I don't know.
Those young people in that picture would have been on that boat already.
I can do without my morning paper for a while.
What's to keep us from bringing oatmeal to Monte Carlo?
Nothing. Let's lock up the house and take off.
We won't even tell the family we're going.
We'll just send them a postcard.
Oh, that's cool.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Cliff, your feet are freezing.
That's why I put them over there.
Why don't don't you put them back on your side of the bed until they warm up?
Now they're cold and lonely.
Honey, what do you think it would be like after 49 years of marriage?
I don't know. Okay. But I hope that will be as smooth as my mother and father.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. What do you think their secret is?
Probably just living one day at a time. Yeah. You know, the 22 years I've been married to you have been the happiest one day at a time I've ever had in my life.
I love the way you beg. Bring your cold feet over here. Just your feet now, just the feet. Just your feet now, just your feet. Just your feet now, just your feet. Just your feet now, just your feet.
Whoa, baby!
I love you.